Welcome to Breakthrough Radio, a global business radio show where smarter strategies deliver breakthrough results by adding an entrepreneurial touch driving today's profits. Now, get ready for three powerful breakthrough segments with Michelle Price.
Good morning and welcome to Breakthrough Radio. This is Michelle Price, where we're coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today. And on Breakthrough Radio, we're celebrating 6 years of talking about mastering the inner and outer game of business. Now brought to you by F-Secure, the maker of Freedom Me, it's time for the breakthrough tip this first Monday of the month with the sales heretic Don Cooper on why being great is not good enough. Don, I have to ask you, we finally shifted gears on getting out of just doing a good job into doing a great job, and now you're telling us that's not good enough either? You're going to give everybody a complex, dude.
Yep, that is correct. I am frequently the bearer of bad news, but that's because the marketplace doesn't sit around waiting for us to do something so they can go, oh, wow, that's wonderful, terrific, and reward us. The marketplace is cold, heartless. It doesn't care. And that's one of the most important things that salespeople, business owners, professionals, entrepreneurs need to understand. They don't care who you are, what you do, how you do it. And it doesn't matter if you're great, if they don't know about you. Too many people have bought into the belief that if you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door. That one piece of quote-unquote wisdom has probably hurt more entrepreneurs than any other because it simply isn't true. The annals of history are littered with fantastic products that died because they weren't marketed well or they weren't sold well. So even if your product or service is great, if it's fantastic, if it's terrific, it doesn't matter if no one knows about it. So no matter how good your product or service is, you have to market it well, you have to sell it well. Here's an important question for everybody listening. Do you make a great product or do you deliver a great service? Well, if it's so great, why isn't everybody buying it? When I conduct seminars or I do keynote speeches, I will often ask the audience, who here sells the best product on the market? And every hand goes up. And then I ask them, well, then why is anybody buying other brands? Because the reality is, in every product and service category, there is not only a best, there's also a worst. And people are buying the worst. Why? It's not because of the quality, it's not because of the service, it's because somebody marketed it and somebody sold it. So it doesn't matter how good your product or service is. What matters is how good your marketing efforts and your sales efforts are. That's what really matters. If you have a great product or service, that's certainly easier to sell and to market than a poor quality one, but it doesn't guarantee success. Your marketing and your sales really, really matters. And there's a further element here. Because you might have a great product, and you can market the fact you have a great product, and it still won't matter. Because there are so many great products and services on the market now. There's a zillion to choose from. Let's say you want a burger, and you don't want a cheap fast food burger. You want a good burger. You want a great burger. Well, here are just a few of your choices around the country. Red Robin, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Smash Burger, Lark Burger, Big Smoke Burger, Burger Fi. And there's a whole bunch of local burger places as well. In Denver, we must have 30 different really great burger joints just in Denver. Whatever city you're in, you've probably got a dozen, two dozen, three dozen, four dozen great burger places. They're all great. How do you choose? Great, is it good enough? What makes you different? What makes you distinctive? What do you have that no one else has? What do you do that no one else does. That's what you need to communicate in your marketing, and that's what you need to communicate in your sales. What makes you not just great, but different? What makes you unique? When you build a marketing campaign around what makes you not just great, but unique, and you sell to those points, and you show how that uniqueness makes a difference and an impact for your buyer, that's what really matters. That's why I say being great isn't good enough. If nobody knows who you are, it doesn't matter. If nobody knows what makes you great, it doesn't matter. So don't rely on your product or your service to sell itself. Nothing does. You have to sell it. You have to market it. And you have to market specifically the things that make you different, not just great. Market your strengths. Sell your uniqueness. And then your sales will be great.
As usual, first Monday, you always deliver us really great tips on sales. Thanks for coming on.
You betcha.